Hello and welcome to another Dennis Wing Commuter Audio session. Today's session is called Music and Life. I'm going to attempt to do something today which is totally unlike any of the other sessions, and I might not even be fully qualified, I will admit right up front, to lead this type of discussion because, of course, it can be very deep, you know, music and life. It's basically about the psychology of learning an instrument and practicing and having an instrument, the process of learning an instrument, be a wonderful part of your life. And certainly, you know, I'm no psychologist or anything, and that's why I say I might not even be fully qualified. All I can offer you is my however many years I've been playing music. Let's see, I'm 46 at the time of this recording. I've been playing guitar since I was 8, so you do the math. Almost 40 years, I guess. So there you go. What I hope to do, you know, when I think of audio sessions for commuters, students, I try and think of topics that are applicable to all levels, you know. And we've done ear training, we've done one on the metronome, and certainly those can apply to all students. This one applies to all students regardless of level and where you're at with not just with your level on guitar, but what you're doing with it. Some people are, you know, well advanced, they play in bands, they have all kinds of things, and some people are just starting out fresh, but the process is the same. The essence of what we're going to talk about is applicable to every level. And I just want to say up front, you know, if we end up talking about spiritual topics, because learning music is a very spiritual thing, and if I get into philosophical ideas, I'm just going to put this disclaimer out there up front that in any way, shape, or form conflict with your own. A, I would like to ask you to keep an open mind, and I'm certainly not going to ask you to change any of your beliefs, but keep an open mind to what I'm saying and the purpose for which I'm saying it. I certainly have no agenda for promoting any kind of spiritual beliefs or anything like that. And the second thing I would ask is, if there's something you disagree with what I said, share it with me. In the same way that I ask you to be open-minded to what I say, I'm more than happy to accept your ideas about music and life and everything like that. So, again, I'm not promoting any particular agenda, but just in case, if I get any ideas that don't sit with you, ignore them and take the rest, number one. But B, share with me your own ideas. I'd love to hear them. All right? I mean, feedback on something like this is, it's fun for me to hear. And you never know, maybe I can revamp this program at some point and include your ideas in it, if that's appropriate. So, where to start? You know, I think the best place to start is talking about our own culture in America. We're very type A, goal-oriented people in general. Certainly compared to, you know, lots of other countries. Americans are very sort of like proactive. I'm not going to make it sound negative. It's a positive thing. We're proactive. We're industrious. We're, you know, we have this capitalistic system, which is, you know, based on sort of American rugged individuality, and that's, you know, what this country was based on. And it's a wonderful thing. But what it does, what it can do, I should say, in the process of learning an instrument, is make us feel that we're not learning fast enough, or we're not gonna cut it musically. You know, you hear stories. I'm sure either you or someone you know, or several people you know, have stories, of when they were a kid and some family member or music teacher or some authoritative figure told them, you know, you shouldn't sing, you know, you sound terrible, or you're never going to get a good sound out of that trombone, you might as well, you know, put it in the scrap heap, or all kinds of crazy stories you hear, right? And I think this is partly why, you know, I enjoy teaching, because I'm not blaming my parents. I want to say up front, they paid for lessons for many years until I was able to pay for them myself. I took lessons on and off my entire life. Okay, I actually contacted a guy the other day. I asked for a lesson from one of my favorite musicians for Christmas, and I got the lesson for Christmas, but I haven't made connections with that teacher yet. So after almost 40 years playing, I don't want you to think that you know, taking lessons is... This is another thing. Taking lessons, there can be a stigma there. Like, oh, you're a student? Like, you know, for more advanced guitarists, more advanced music students, there can be a negative stigma in being an adult student. You know, I don't know where that comes from, really, but I'm still a student, you know, and... Even Mike Stern, one of my guitar heroes, he's a jazz fusion guitarist. I read an article. He still takes lessons. He takes sight reading lessons from his piano player guy. He says sight reading is not one of his strengths, and he takes lessons on it. You know, and this guy's tours all over the world, played with Miles Davis and all kinds of people you can think of, or whatever. But there you go. So. But that was just a digression about the taking lessons part. What I really wanted to get back to was the type A culture can make you think, okay, well, I'm never going to be great at this, or I'm never going to be, you know, a pro guitarist or anything. But what I started to say about my parents is I am highly grateful to them for paying for lessons and buying me a guitar when I was a kid, you know. But I never was raised with the sense that playing music full-time would be an option. And I've done it. I've done it at the time of speaking right now. I've done it for as a full-time musician for over 11 years straight. And but I never got that kind of support. So this isn't supposed to be about me. It's just supposed to be about the type of culture we live in. You know, music is not considered to be. And this is not to advocate that you should. Try and become a full-time musician or anything like that. I'm just using my own example that it can't be done or something like that. People, there's always a lot of negativity around playing music and expectations, and a lot of that negativity comes from ourselves, but it comes from the conditioning that we have as American citizens. You know, get a real job is something I hear. There's a joke that I always think is totally not funny, but I'll share it with you. It goes, you know, what's the difference between a musician and a 14-inch pizza? The 14-inch pizza can feed a family of four. Now, of course, it's pretty funny. And then there's another one, actually, that it goes like this. It says, Dad, when I grow up, I want to be a musician. And the dad says, I'm sorry, son, you can't have it both ways. So those jokes are funny, and they kind of suggest this phenomenon that I'm talking about the society we live in. We live in a society that absolutely reveres and adores music. You know, we watch American Idol or whatever people watch nowadays. I don't have a TV, so, you know, and we watch the Grammys, and we watch all kinds of, you know, YouTube videos and concerts, and we just love music. You know, but we also don't think much of, I don't know, the whole teaching and learning. And when it comes to the whole teaching and learning thing, the bottom line is what I'm trying to get at, is we can be a little hard on ourselves for wanting to get somewhere.